God is light. God is full of sound. Ezekiel chapter 14 describes the kind of power that was given to Lucifer before he was thrown out of heaven. The Bible said his whole body was full of sound and light. So God works with sound. He works with light. This time around, I will enjoin you, if you're sitting down, try to lean on something, stand up. And we're going to do the same thing Nehemiah told the people to do. Whenever you hear the sound of the shofar, gather towards there and shout. Somebody say, shout. My God will fight for me. If the Lord does not need your shout, he's not going to say, shout. We are changing. The Lord is transfiguring us. We are changing to the image of what he wants us to be. So for one more time, till I see my angel, give me a release. I don't have a release in my spirit to keep on with what I wanted to do. That was what I planned in my spirit. But this is what the Lord wants. As I release the teruah again, the teruah is a nice staccato sound. And it says, the war that is coming, the one that is in front of the war, is the Lord of hosts himself. We cannot fight. If you know you can fight, then that means you can deliver yourself. He's the only one that can do it. So we will decree and declare one more time, my God will fight for me. Are we ready? 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 receive him a wave offering, wave offering, wave offering, wave offering. The angels are waving, wave, 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 a wave offering. Exactly the ninth hour of the day. Wave, 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 wave. Wave, wave, give him a wave offering. It's the ninth hour of the day. The watch is on, the watch is on, the watch is on, the watch is on. He that watcheth over Israel does not sleep, does slumber. Wave, 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 wave. Make sure you are waving. It's very, very prophetic. Very, very prophetic. Wave your hands. Join the angels as they wave. 24 elders, 24 thrones, 24 crowns. They bow before him. Thank you, Lord. Tell someone it is done. Say it is done. It is done. It is done. Scream it is done. It is done.
God will fight for me. God will fight for me.
I feel led in my spirit, so that's why I had to tell our leader, in the course of the prophetic sound time, if you are led that the Lord wants you to speak to the church, if the Lord has sent you a message for this hour, for this time, you can step forward to her and come deliver the message. Now, the Lord has sent you to this gathering now, this moment. Be bold, because the Holy Spirit is probably nudging you. Step forward to her and deliver that message. Because I saw a cherubim walk into this room, and they told me to stop what I was doing. Their trumpet was still up, and that's why I couldn't do what I planned to do. And when we finished, he said I should roll on the floor. In Hebrew, the reason why the word for worship in Hebrew, Hebrews has letters and they have symbols and meaning. It's called Shahar. Somebody say Shahar. Shahar, the letter for worship in Hebrew is like this. So when the Lord worship in the inner court where they drop their crown to worship the Lord. Some people have had privilege to be there that I know. Everybody is Shaha. So when you have an encounter in worship, or God send you an angel, they will tell you to worship. You will Shaha before the Holy King of Kings. And that's why I obeyed. I rolled on the floor. I Shaha, because I'm just a vessel. So you can come take the mic now if you have a word before we proceed in our worship. Now, if the Lord has sent you to this gathering now. Sorry, where was the woman standing beside you just now, ma? Woman standing beside you. Okay, you're the one. You're the one, yes. You have a word? Very sure? You sure? Okay. Praise the Lord.
Sure?
Yes. Oh, Reverend is telling me that there is still time.
And I was in the position of.
Woman, something is going on with you, but the Lord has not given me any word, so I can't speak of myself. Where's Reverend Mother? You need to pray for this woman. The Holy Spirit is dealing with you, and I hope you are not the messenger. There is a messenger in this room, but the enemy cannot take the word away. So I know the Lord will help your spirit.
Mold me, Jesus. Mold me. Mold us, Jesus, tonight. Mold us in your image. Somebody say, mold me, Lord.
God is more than able.
Can you say that with me?
God is more than able. God is more than able.
Come on, say it with me.
God is more than able. God is more than able. God is more than able. Who am I to deny what the Lord can do?
Can you say that with me?
Who am I to deny what the Lord can do?
Tell your neighbor,
He did it for me. He'll do it for you.
Come on all together. That's a giant chorus. Somebody say, God is more.
God is more than able.
Come on and walk it out. Walk it out.
God is more than able.
Come on, say it again.
God is more than able. God is more than able. God is more than able.
Who am I?
Who am I to deny what the Lord can do?
Tell your neighbor, He did it for me.
He did it for me. And He'll do it.
Come on, y'all. Lift up your worship now. Somebody let me hear you shout it out. Say, God is more than able. Sing it out. Here we go.
And hallelujah. God is more than able.
Come on, shout it out. One giant chorus. Someone say,
God is more than what the Lord can do.
Tell your neighbor, he did it for me.
He did it for me. And he'll do it for me.
Come on, musicians, bring it up. Let's take it up here, Mike.
God is more than able.
Come on, Moses, bring it up here. Bring it up here, come on.
God is more than able.
I'm going to take our time with this tonight. Somebody say, God.
God is more than able.
Hallelujah. Say it again. Come on, say it.
God is more than able.
Here we go. Who am I?
Say, who am I to deny what the Lord can do?
Now look at your neighbor right now. Say, he did it for me.
He did it for me, and he'll do it for me.
Now get on your feet where you are right now, and just wave from side to side. If you know God is more than able, let me hear you say it. Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's nice. That's what it's all about. He's able.
God is more than
able.
Oh. Somebody say it again. God is more.
God is more than able.
God is more
than able.
Come on, church.
Say, who am I to deny what the Lord can do?
Tell your neighbor,
he did.
God is more than able.
Shut. Say,
God is more than able.
God is more than able.
To deny what the Lord can do. He did it for me, and he'll do it for you.
Yes, he will. Let's stop right there. That's right, talk back. If somebody just said to me, God is more than able, 50 million testimonies would rise up in my head. 50 million testimonies would rise in my heart. When it looked like it was over, I'm thanking God tonight for testimony. And I need you to stand on your feet for just a little while longer, because by the time I finish, you're going to want this microphone. I told you this morning about what I went through for night one after our worship experience. I told you I woke up in the morning feeling like I was a cripple. My foot was twisted in like this, and I was walking like this, and it hurt real bad. But I called on the self-existent one. I called on Yahweh and stuck my foot out. And healing came into my legs. So
I got the microphone to tell you about it. But I didn't tell you that in 2012, for those that don't know what I do, I work on some things that you may have seen on TV or whatever, but that's not important because the only name that matters, Jewel, is Jesus. Come on. My sister was talking to me on the phone, exciting me. She said, the only thing that matters is Jesus. And what happened in 2012 was I got a pain in my back that made sweat run down my face, that made me run into the bathroom. And then all of a sudden, my wife said to me, take a shower, maybe you pulled the muscle. So I took a shower. But when I got out of the shower, I couldn't walk. Something was wrong. Something was wrong. So they rushed me to Franklin General Hospital in Long Island. And when they rushed me there, the next thing I knew, two more doctors are running in the room. They were thinking I had a heart attack. But no, no, no. They checked me out and said, Mr. Holly, if we would have sit up and thinned out your blood, you would have died in this room tonight. He said, you have a tear in your aorta. When that happens, you're supposed to die. But they rushed me, hallelujah, to Manhasset, North Shore Manhasset. And they got me there and rushed me there as quickly as possible and said, what kind of valve would you like? Would you like a robotic valve inside of you? I'm a worshiper.
Yes.
I'm a lover of Jesus. Do you want a pig valve in you? But I was on this metal table on a slab like they gave me to serve me for Thanksgiving. But they rushed me into surgery. They were getting ready to hand my wife my remains. My pastor and the church began to pray. There was a shift. Somebody say a shift in the atmosphere. Somebody say Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
All of a sudden, the doctors came into my room after the surgery, shaking their head because I knew something supernatural took place in that hospital room. That happened 2012. This is 2023. I'm still alive preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation. So when my brother asks you if you had anything to say, don't waste your today and think you got tomorrow. Get on the mic. Go in all the world. Preach the gospel. It ain't about us. It's all about him. And if you tell your testimony, the Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So that means if I call my night a night and don't go forth and preach a long sermon and leave room for Mel to go next, that means you got time to speak. So I'm giving you this time. Now, before I do this, who got a testimony? Now lift your hands up. I see a hand. Let me see another one. I see a hand. Let me see another one. I see a hand. Anybody got another testimony? Well, God, I see that hand. Now, I see that hand in the back. I see another hand back there. Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up. Young people, anybody here got a testimony? I see that hand of what God has done in your life. Testimony. Now, you that lift your hands, line up here next to Jewel. Line up now. Line up. Come on, because you're not going to do this for yourself, but you're doing it for somebody who's going to be able to hear your testimony and overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Somebody say amen into my brother's hand.
Who is that person that is struggling with an addiction? And the Lord showed you yourself that it was broken tonight. Are you on this queue? The Lord said you should get on this line now. An addiction was broken. You know it. You're struggling with it. But tonight, swallowed it up. Because you had an encounter here. Better get on the line. John chapter 1, verse 12. Those that are led by the Spirit of God are called the sons of God. For you to know that the Lord is in the midst of his people. Man of God. The man, you think he cannot sing? You think he doesn't know how to sing? You think he's not anointed? He does not have the release to do what he has planned to do. Because the Spirit of the Lord is in the house. We didn't plan it. I didn't know he was going to call me back, but he wanted to do what he knows how to do for God best. With the eyes of the Spirit, if you see what is in the atmosphere now, do you know how many anointed worshipers have worshipped here tonight? Different kind of strange happenings in the atmosphere, God dealing with stuff. Tonight, and we add that tequila moment to break chains, to destroy addictions, for strange healings to begin to happen. You were supposed to be doing your thing, right? Do you have an explanation why you cannot flow? I know you can sing, and I know you are anointed. After our God will fight for us.
That's it. Why would we get in the way of our God?
Praise the Lord.
God is for you. He's more than the whole world against you. You don't need more song, you need freedom.
Amen.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom.
Amen.